101.3 on Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt from Restoration Wellness. And earlier today, we talked about something we'd like to swap out of our diet, something we'd like to keep in our diet. Now, what would we like to avoid in our diet?
All right. So, you know, sorry to rain on everybody's parade here, but, you know, sugar has got to go right now. We've got to limit or eliminate this. And,
I know,
no more donuts, Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, right.
But here's the good news. You know, it's not just as simple as drop this and, you know, and die to self, so to speak. But, you know, what you can do is we can really look at an incredible number of alternatives that, you know, I think you probably won't even miss, you know, traditional sugar. So two things, you know, well, actually three stand out to me. First of all, a wonderful thing called stevia. A lot of us have seen this more recently. I think it's gaining a lot of momentum and popularity. You know, it's an herbal sweetener, so it, literally zero calories, but the perfect way. I mean, there's just nothing in it. It's not fake. It's not a sugar alcohol. It's not chemical. It's just naturally, like, you could pull the leaf off the plant, off the stevia plant, you know, and it would taste exactly the same as this, you know, the sweetener that they manufacture from it. So that's a great choice. You know, something, again, you know, like we talked about earlier, Tony, anything when it comes to your health, good to consult, you know, your own medical provider specifically. But, you know, this is even a safer diabetic option because, again, it's not going to do anything to your blood sugars. Right. Secondary to that, something called xylitol. Completely different, because where stevia is incredibly potent and just a tiny little bit is very, very sweet, can replace a lot of equivalent sugar. Xylitol is a one for one. So it becomes very, very easy. If you're a baker, if you like to, you know, make a lot of different prepared foods, you know, in your own home, the great choice there, because it's just a swap, easy swap. You don't even have to worry about, you know, changing recipes around. And then finally, raw honey. Raw honey is, you know, I mean, kind of most natural sweetener out there. Got to be raw, though. When I say that, you will find that some honeys, you know, they won't. And that means that they're highly processed. And then it becomes, you know, not quite as detrimental as sugar, because sugar just suppresses the immune system, causes a lot of inflammation. Raw honey is a good third option, but it's got to be raw, because that's the way that it's, you know, naturally supposed to be. It's got a lot of tremendous benefits if it's in that raw state, and your body can use it, absorb it slowly, doesn't do, you know, crazy things to your blood sugar or your immune system like traditional sugar does. So hopefully these three options give people a good place to go to keep their immune systems healthy, not be doing something negative like, you know, sugar does.